Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, April 1st, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. The National Mediation Board, the NMB, has affirmed our petition for single carrier status at United Airlines for the purposes of conducting a representation election. The text of MEC President Greg Davidovich's letter to the members follows. Today, we have taken another major step towards securing our careers and our future. Responding to a petition filed by AFA and opposed by the Machinist Union, the National Mediation Board, the NMB, has agreed with AFA and ruled that United and Continental are a single carrier for purposes of flight attendant representation. This sets the stage for all flight attendants to have the opportunity to vote for AFA as the union to represent all United, Continental, and Continental Micronesia flight attendants. AFA sought this election because we want to unite flight attendants as quickly as possible in order to take maximum advantage of the leverage we have from the merger. The IAM tried to delay the election process, but anyone thinking strategically knows that delay only works to management's advantage. Only management gains from keeping us divided. This is our time as flight attendants, and AFA is determined to see to it that we take full advantage of it. The stakes are high, and we encourage every single flight attendant to cast an informed vote. This election is about which union, not about which contract, you want going forward. There has been an outpouring of support for AFA at both airlines because flight attendants know AFA is their best choice on the issues that matter. With AFA, it's all in black and white. Check. We're paid more. Add it all up. Check. Seniority protection. Your flight attendant seniority guaranteed. Check. Job security. Look at the recent voluntary furlough in our scope language and compare the IAM's appalling record of negotiating away thousands of jobs right here at United. Check. Medical benefits. Secure in our contract and thousands of dollars less than Continental, where it's left to company policy and can change without negotiations. Check. Negotiations. Continental pay rates are not enough. Total compensation leading the industry, work rules to ensure our quality of life. We know what flight attendants want because we are flight attendants, and we ask you, we won't settle for less. AFA is run by flight attendants for flight attendants. You have a choice. You call the shots, and since AFA is exclusively for flight attendants, there are no other distractions. We are focused solely on flight attendants and the issues that matter to flight attendants. The election dates are not yet set by the NMB, but with this ruling today, we can estimate the election will begin later this month or early May. Be sure to check www.yourafa.org for the latest information on balloting and to access information about the benefits of membership in our flight attendant union. We are excited to have this election. Flight attendants from both airlines have told us that they are anxious to work together, to get to know each other, and to come together in one union for flight attendants. AFA is where flight attendants can feel at home among friends and colleagues who share their needs and experiences. And there are two things that every flight attendant knows. We won't settle for less than the best, and together we can do better. On Tuesday, we reported on United's decision to offer a 9-month voluntary furlough to 400 flight attendants. This voluntary furlough is in addition to those flight attendants already on voluntary furlough status, and no rebid or recall is required. Because of capacity reductions announced by United earlier this year, AFA worked with United proactively to address the potential need of United to reduce the flight attendant population in the fall. By taking an enlightened, unorthodox approach, we were able to forestall a problem later and agree upon a voluntary furlough program to be offered now for 9 months to avoid any involuntary furlough later in the year. As a union of flight attendants representing flight attendants, AFA is in the business of protecting your jobs and advocating for you. Please check out the latest edition of The Whole Truth on yourafa.org, which addresses those who would naysay this voluntary furlough option. If you are interested in bidding for a voluntary furlough, please refer to the June 2011 Voluntary Furlough Information Package and read it carefully. Voluntary furlough bids will open on March 30th, 2011 at 0800 Central Time and will close on April 25th, 2011 at 0800 Central Time. flight attendant representatives and our professional staff will be traveling throughout the system to listen to you, to share more information with you about the benefits of AFA membership, and to answer your questions. In addition, we will provide information to you about the upcoming election and reaffirm AFA is the right choice in this election for flight attendants. A schedule has been established through April to visit Washington, D.C., Chicago, Houston, Newark, Denver, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. More meetings will be scheduled soon for Boston, Cleveland, Frankfurt, Guam, Hong Kong, Honolulu, JFK, Las Vegas, Heathrow, Narita, and Seattle. In addition, we will be holding a live webcast on May 4th, 2011 for flight attendants anywhere in the world and around the system to learn more about AFA and to ask questions. Additional details and information are available on our website for the meetings already scheduled. As the additional meetings are scheduled, we will update you with those times and locations. The Association of Flight Attendants is our union. It's a union of, by, and for flight attendants. We look forward to meeting you on the road. As we reported, our upcoming spring regular meeting of the United Master Executive Council, the MEC, is scheduled for April 7th through 10th, 2011 in Las Vegas. This meeting will be held in tandem with our annual AFA Board of Directors meeting, April 11th through 13th, 2011, also in Las Vegas. In preparation for these meetings, local council meetings have been scheduled to discuss the business of our union with you and to solicit your feedback. This is just one of the ways your directly elected leader represents you at the highest levels of our organization. We encourage you to attend your local council meeting. If you are unable to attend, contact your local council to voice your opinion and get information. Meeting times and locations for your local MEC and BOD meetings are all available on our website. On Wednesday, United announced its new pass travel program, which will become effective in early 2012. You may review the full information on United's intranet, and questions or comments about the changes to United's pass travel program should be directed to mypasstravel@united.com. American Airlines has recently implemented changes to their listing procedures for non-revenue travel using reduced fare tickets and for the separate and distinct reciprocal cabin seat agreement negotiated for the exclusive benefit of flight attendants. American Airlines telephone representatives at the non-revenue desk have been directed by their management to refer callers to use a recently implemented flight listing tool designed for employees of other airlines. This new automation has been put into place to reduce call wait times and to provide an efficient alternative to the dial-in process. Instead of calling, flight attendants who wish to list for Z travel or reciprocal cabin seat agreement travel on American Airlines are now required to use the flight listing tool, a link for which can be found in the reciprocal cabin seat agreement section of our website. When listing for non-revenue travel, Z, please use the leisure option under the reason for travel and select American Airlines, AA, for the transporting airline option. However, when listing to use the reciprocal cabin seat agreement, you should change the reason for travel to FA commuting. Our agreement with American is just one of over a dozen reciprocal cabin seat agreements AFA has advocated and achieved for us. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.